Are you having trouble finding infant child care available now in the Lancaster area? Fairfield Christian Academy has opened a second infant room, allowing us to accept several additional students from ages 6 weeks through 18 months. For more information, 740-654-2889 or www.fcanights.org. FCA supports local Christian radio and serves your family's educational needs from 6 weeks through 12th grade. Fairfield Christian Academy, pursuing excellence, building character.
Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Green.
Welcome back to another episode of FCA Connect. I'll be filling in for our usual host, Casey Curtis. I'm Isaac Spangler, and I'm here with my fellow classmate, Preston Randall. Preston, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, Isaac.
Sounds good. I'm here today to talk about Preston's senior project. All the seniors here at FCA have to do a project before they can graduate. Preston, what's your senior project?
For my senior project, I am building a drone.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. What made you interested in building a drone, Preston?
Well, I plan on going to college for aerospace engineering. So, you know, something with building, something that flies.
That's a logical leap. Are you working with anyone on this project, or is this a solo project?
It's a solo project.
It's kind of a big project to be taken on all by yourself, isn't it?
Not really. It's a lot easier than you think after you figure out all the bells and whistles and how they go together.
Okay, so are you building all your components from scratch, or do you have to... Is it like assembling an RC car?
I'd say it's closer to assembling an RC car, except you have to order all the pieces separately from different sources, and you have to make sure they all are compatible with one another.
That's cool. Tell me a little bit about your process. Like, what have you done so far?
Well, first thing I had to do was research on how these pieces would fit together, like what pieces I need. Then I went around searching for those pieces, and it's a lot harder than you'd think, actually. Because there's about 9 different base pieces that you need to build a basic drone. And you have to make sure all 9 of those pieces will fit together and work when they do. Right now, I have a few of the pieces assembled, but I do not have the entire drone put together yet because the last piece has not arrived. After that, though, I will need to start doing some test flights and then recalibrating the motors, the circuit boards, and whatnot to make sure everything works as it should for a good flight.
So what happens if you go out to test this? Like, you build it all up and everything, you're testing it the first time. What happens if it crashes? What's that do to your senior project?
It's not good, but most likely if it crashes, I can rebuild it. Unless one of the fundamental pieces gets destroyed, I'd have to order another one.
How expensive are these parts?
Most parts range from about $5 to $30, but depending on if you're going for a skimpy little trash drone, you could build the whole thing for about maybe $80, but a high-end drone could cost thousands of dollars. In total, mine probably cost around $300.
That's a pretty nice drone, then. So do you need any kind of special licensing or anything to fly the drone?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And I know a lot of senior projects have to have mentors. Do you have a mentor?
Yeah. My mentor is Daniel Esbenshade, former FCA student.
Really?
He has some experience building drones, so natural selection.
I remember good old Daniel Esbenshade. Dirt Bike Dan, as we called him.
Dan Bike Dirt.
All right, Preston, I think that about sums it up. Any kind of exciting memories from your drone building experience?
Nope, not a one.
Well, I can tell that's really been a good use of your time. Thanks for coming on the show.
Today I will be reading from Obadiah chapter 1, verse 8. Shall I not in that day, saith Jehovah, destroy the wise man out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau, and thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed, to the end that every one may be cut off from the mount of Esau by slaughter. from the violence done to thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that strangers carried away his substance, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast one of them. But look not thou on the day of thy brother in the day of his disaster, and rejoice not over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, neither speak proudly in the day of distress. Enter not into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, look not thou on their affliction in the day of their calamity, neither lay ye hands on their substance in the day of their calamity, and stand thou not in the causeway to cut off those of his that escape. What this is saying is that we should not stand in the way of those who have been wronged in some way. We should help those who have been struck by disaster. We should lend our hands to those who need it, for this is the way of the Lord. I'm Preston Randall, filling in for Eli Walsh, who can't be here today on behalf of falling down a well earlier this evening. But in the meantime, I've brought to you five interesting facts. Did you know that according to NASA's FAQ page, there are no plans at this time to send children into space? Sorry, Mom, looks like you're stuck with me. Did you know that in an online vote in 2011, Toyota announced that the official plural of Prius was Prii? That is assuming you'd ever need to refer to multiple Prii. Did you know the sum of all numbers on a roulette wheel is 666? I guess there's your answer for what God thinks about gambling. Did you know that there was a long-lost fourth member of the Snap, Crackle, Pop gang? His name was Pow, and you can only assume he represented Rice Krispies' explosive nutritional value. Did you know about 1 in every 4 million lobsters is born with a rare genetic defect that turns it blue? But don't worry, as of now, said lobsters show no signs of depression. Thanks for tuning in to this week's trivia segment. Now for sports.
Luke Kuemmler scored 6 points and grabbed 6 rebounds, and Isaac Nayers had 6 points and 3 steals. The Knights play again on Saturday against Harvest Prep. Girls basketball, FCA versus Grove City, January 6th. On Friday, the Lady Knights faced off against Grove City Eagles. FCA won with a final score of 21-66. The top scorers were Celeste Mershmer with 16 points, Sophia Sterling with 13, and Janae Grabbins with 12. In addition to their points, Sterling had 15 rebounds while Mershmer had 6 steals. Also contributing was Abby Spurgis with an additional 10 rebounds. Boys basketball, FCA versus Harvest Prep, January 7th. The Knights suffered another defeat on Saturday as they took on Harvest Prep at home. The Knights are now 6-3 on the season. FCA lost 68-50. Luke Kuemmler led the way for the Knights with 20 points and grabbed 8 rebounds. Isaac Nayers helped the Knights with his 18 points to go along with his 12 rebounds and 4 blocks. FCA plays again on Tuesday, January 10th at home against the Bishop Rosecrans.
Fairfield Christian Academy is one of 45 schools in the state of Ohio and the only school in Fairfield County to earn the Thomas Edison Awards for Excellence in STEM Education for the 2015-2016 school year from the Ohio Academy of Science. This award recognizes schools and teachers who display excellence in STEM-based teaching. FCA had 19 recognized educators. Fairfield Christian Academy, pursuing excellence, building character.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.